أن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله تعالى، وخير الهدى هدى نبينا محمد بن عبد الله صلوات الله وسلامه عليه، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. What is accepted and what should be known by every Muslim man and woman is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislates in the religion of Islam, and every legislation of Allah from the halal and the haram is from the hikmah of Allah ta'ala, and is not befitting or acceptable for the believing man and the believing woman who has true iman to have any say-so or any recourse as it relates to what Allah Ta'ala Al-Hakim has legislated, as he mentions in so many ayat of the Qur'an. وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمَ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ. It is not befitting for the believing man or the believing woman if Allah or His Messenger decree or decide an affair for them to have any say-so as it relates to that issue. وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ مَا كَانَ لَهُمْ الْخِيَرَةُ. Your Lord is the one who creates however He wants to create, whatever He wants to create. And He chooses as He pleases. And they don't have anything to say about it. They don't have any choice. So as it relates to the aqidah of the Muslim, the aqidah of the Muslim is the most important affair, brothers and sisters, in Al-Islam. And in the aqidah of Al-Islam, Allah Ta'ala has not given us a choice except that we accept and we embrace the concept that every Nabi and every Rasul has to be loved and honored and respected. And to disbelieve in one of them or to have a problem with one of them is tantamount and equivalent to having a problem with every single one of them, as Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Qur'an. كَذَّبَتْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Noah's people, they disrespected and they disbelieved in all of the messengers. Idris, Ibrahim, Ya'qub, Ishaq, Yahya, Zakaria, Isa, Muhammad, Musa, salawatullahi wassalamu alayhim ajma'in, none of them came to the people of Noah. But when they rejected the da'wah and the message of Noah, they in essence rejected the da'wah of all of the anbiya, because they all came from the same source and they all were sent by the same Khaliq. So it is your aqidah and it is my aqidah, what Allah Ta'ala has ordered us to say and to believe. When he mentioned in the Quran, قُلُوا آمَنَّ بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْنَا وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَالْأَسْبَاطِ وَمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى وَمَا أُوتِيَ النَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. Say, O you Muslims, collectively and individually, say it without being embarrassed. We believe in Allah, and we believe in everything that was revealed to us, and everything that was revealed to Ibrahim and Ismail and Ishaq and Yaqub and the tribes, and what was given to Musa and Isa, and what was given to all of the prophets from their Lord. We do not make any distinctions between any of them, and we are Muslims who submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is not permissible in the religion of Islam, when we see the non-Muslims who claim belief in the Anbiya and the Rasul, when we see them disrespecting an aspect of our deen, like our prophet and our messenger, it's not permissible for us to turn around and to disrespect an aspect of their deen that is the truth, to disrespect one of their prophets and one of their messengers. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to Al-Madinah and he found that the Yahud were celebrating the day of Ashura, because he doesn't have knowledge of the unseen and he doesn't know everything and he is not hadir, nazir, everywhere, omnipotent, as some of the Brewis believe in their khutbatul Jummah. Across the masajid of this country, there is the minbar in their masjid. And next to the minbar is a chair in which they believe Rasulullah has come to listen to the khutbatul Jummah in London, Birmingham, Manchester, everywhere. He is not hadir, nazir, everywhere, omnipotent. So he didn't know. So he asked the people, what are these people celebrating? They said, this is the day that Allah Ta'ala has given victory over Fir'aun to Musa. Rasulullah told the people, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, نَحْنُ أَحَقُّ بِمُوسَى مِنْهُمْ. We have more rights to Musa than they do. Musa is our Nabi and our Rasul. Isa is our Nabi and our Rasul. So with that being the case, ikhwati fillahi, in light of what we see that has been going on for the last 2 or 3 weeks, and it will continue unfortunately tomorrow in the form of a demonstration from the Muslim side, we would like to come here to shed light on a few issues. One of those issues is, as I mentioned, it is not permissible for us to have a problem with any of the Anbiya of al-Islam. But at the same time in saying that, it is also not acceptable that we find it surprising what these people from Al-Kitab are doing and what they're saying as it relates to our Nabi and our Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They did it to their Anbiya and to their Rasul. As Allah Ta'ala mentioned in one of the glaring examples, and there are too many, Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ آدَوْا مُوسَى فَبَرَّأُهُ اللَّهُ مِمَّا قَالُوا وَكَانَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَجِيهًا. O you who believe, do not be like those people who annoyed Musa. Do not be like those people who annoyed Musa and gave him so much drama and static and problems from his own people. They said about him that which was not true. Don't be like those people who annoyed him. And Allah freed him from what they said about him. And verily he was acceptable in the law, with Allah Azza wa Jal. We shouldn't find it surprising, ikhwani, what they're saying about our Nabi and our Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In their own book, they have changed the kalam of Allah to say that the Nabi of Allah and his first Rasul, Nuh, drank khamar. Daud committed zina. Sulaiman loved Bilqis to the degree that he made shirk with her and worshipped the sun. Isa is the Ibn al-Zina. His mother is a Zaniya. So many things that they had to say about Ibrahim and Yaqub and Ishaq. That's their religion. It is not acceptable and is not befitting. And it is not from the deen of al-Islam to find the Muslims doing what they're doing today as it relates to the way we're demonstrating. And we'll come to the reality of that, inshallah. As it relates to this issue, all of us should be upset and uptight that those people have the nerve and the audacity to write caricatures and cartoons about the one who Allah said about him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةٍ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you, Ya Muhammad, except as a mercy to all of the world. The malaika, the jinn, the insects, the animals, the kuffar, and the Muslims. You are rahmah. So we should get agitated. But not to the degree where we go outside of the bounds of al-Islam. And we participate in demonstrations. And in our participation, you will see those who are participating in them, they don't have a good concept of the way Muslims should go about making al-amr bin ma'ruf wal-nahi an al-munkar. If the Muslims only understood in that book, Allah Ta'ala, the Rabb of all of the world, said to his Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ Allah is going to protect you, Ya Muhammad, from all of the people. Allah Ta'ala promised him in the Quran, Inna kafaynaka al-mustahzi'een. Ya Muhammad, we will be enough for you as it relates to those who ridicule you. We'll take care of them. Allah told him in the Quran, Inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. The one who is your enemy and he is against you, he's the one who's going to be lowered and debased. If the Muslims only read the Quran, they would see that Allah Ta'ala promised his prophet and his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ عَذَابًا مُهِينًا. Those people who annoy Allah and his messenger, Allah has cursed them in this dunya, and he has cursed them in the hellfire, in the hereafter, and he has prepared for them a grievous punishment. Those ayat, coupled with many other ayat of the Quran, go to show that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yawm al-qiyamah, he will still have the kawthar. He will still be the occupant of the firdaus al-a'la and the maqam al-mahmood. He is still the sayyid of Bani Adam wala sakhr. No matter what these kufar say, no matter what they do, it's just our job and our responsibility to change what is wrong according to this deen, by the ways of the deen, and not based upon the emotions, like we're some kind of women or kuffar who get their light from other than the sources of the Quran and the Sunnah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if all of the people came together to disparage him, it would not change the reality of his position with Allah Ta'ala, Yawm al-Qiyamah. So I'd like to share with you brothers here today some examples of people who, again, they went against Allah and his messenger. They disrespected the Sayyid of Bani Adam. To show you the reality and the proof of what Allah said in those ayat that we mentioned. So why are we going to burn the property of the kuffar? Why are we going to validate the issues that they take with us as it relates to the way Muslims appear to be majaneen? Naam, they should know that the Muslims are a group of people who will die for their deen. That's our religion. They should know that. That this religion of al-Islam and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should be more beloved to the Muslim than anything else. What other group of people believe like that? What other group of people? They should know that. But at the same time, we have a responsibility not to be crazy, not to validate these people's misconceptions about the deen and thus causing people to flee from the deen. When he sent his companions to give a dawah in Allah, he told Abu Musa al-Ash'ari and Mu'adh ibn Jabal and Ali ibn Abi Talib and other than them, Bashira wa la tunassira, Yassira wa la tu'assira. When you go and give them dawah, give glad tidings and don't chase the people away from the deen. And your behavior, by your behavior, by your methods of dawah, the way you are, don't chase the people away from the deen. Give the people glad tidings and don't run them away from the deen. Make things easy and don't make things difficult. So those Muslims who burn these people's property, they do nothing except succeed in showing their lack of understanding in this religion. Allah has described some of them in the Quran. وَإِذَا تَوَلَّى سَعَى فِي الْأَرْضِ لِيُفْسِدَ فِيهَا وَيُهْلِكَ الْحَرْثُ وَالنَّسَلِ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَسَادِ. When they turn around and they go in the earth, they do nothing but make fasad in the earth, and they destroy property, crops, and cattle. Allah doesn't love al-fasad. Naam, al-amr bin ma'ruf and al-nahi and al-munkar may sometimes entail and include killing people. But there's a system of killing and jihad in this religion. It is not for every Amr and Bakr and Zayd from the people to raise the banner of jihad, to declare jihad. Ala kullin. Let us take a look, ikhwani, at the reality of those ayat. What Allah said about defending his Rasul. And there are too many examples. But we'll start with the fact that is an indisputable fact that the least one from amongst us knows about. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the responsibility of giving da'wah ilallah. So he sent his Rasul to the leading men of that time with his letter calling them to the religion of al-Islam. He had no oil money. He had no F-15s or 16s that he spent tens of billions of dollars and pounds giving to the kuffar. They have to teach us how to drive them, how to make them. He didn't have all of that. He had a small band of men who believed in la ilaha illallah, who believed in la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, and they changed the dunya bi ibnillah. So he sent those letters to Kisra, to Hiraql, Azim al-Rum. He sent it to Qaisar and other than them. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's prophet messenger went to those people, some of them took the letter and they read the letter and they respected the letter and they respected the Rasul of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if they didn't embrace Islam. And that man went back and told Rasulullah about the situation. But then one of them, Qaisar, he took the letter and he ripped up the letter and he threw the letter on the ground and disrespected the Rasul of Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah Ta'ala, before that Rasul of Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa radiyallahu anhu, before he made it back to Al-Madinah to tell Rasulullah the news, Jibril, the Ruh al-Amin, came to Rasulullah in Medina and told him, Inna Allah mazzaqa mulka. Allah has ripped up his kingdom and destroyed him for ripping the paper that had the khatam of Rasulullah. Just a piece of paper that had his khatam on it. So what do you think about the one who wants to harm him? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who draws a picture of a bomb and puts it on the head of that image? What do you think is the case in the dunya and the akhirah? From those examples, Ikhwani, is what Imam al-Bukhari collected in his Sahih of that Christian man who embraced the religion. And then he became one of the scribes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The man apostated and left the deen after memorizing Surah al-Baqarah and Surah Ali Imran. Who from amongst you memorized those two surahs? Allah blessed the man to memorize Surah al-Baqarah and Ali Imran. The human being is not guaranteed to remain on this deen. That man was a companion. He apostated and he caught up with the Christians. And he said to the Christians, everything that Muhammad says came as a result of what I wrote. He's following what I wrote. Those people, when they saw he apostated, they raised him up and gave him a position with them, as these kuffar have always done and they will continue to do with the Muslim coconut. The Muslim who wants to serve their purposes, like Salman Rushdie, like the Somalian lady who helped them to make the negative film in which they drew the ayat of the Quran on the body of a naked woman. They always raise the coconuts up. Always. That's how it is. So Allah Ta'ala took that man and broke his neck. When his companions came, they buried the man. In the morning, the earth threw his body out. They came and found the body and said, this is from Muhammad and his companions because the man apostated and left their deen. So bury him and go deeper. So they buried him deeper, Sahih Bukhari. They came in the morning, the man's body was thrown out again. They said, go two times deeper. They put it deeper. The third day the body was thrown out on the face of the earth. The people said, this is not from the human beings. And they left his body on the face of the earth to rot. The earth has ghira for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The earth is Abdullah. She has been commanded. Does what Allah commanded it to do. So he told us about it sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna al-arda la ta'kulu ajsad al-anbiya. The earth does not eat. It doesn't decay or cause to decay the bodies of the Anbiya. They are respected in life and after death. So if you had the ability to dig one of them up, ma'ab Allah wa hasha, if you dug one of them up, he will look today the way he looked 2,000, 4,000, 10,000 years ago. That's the earth, has the ghira. Now there were other people who apostated from those who were with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People who saw him point to the moon, and the moon split. One side of the moon was on one side of the mountain, and the other one was on the other side of the mountain. When he came back from the Isra and Miraj, and some of the Muslims heard that he was claiming, he went to Bayt al-Maqdis, and then to the seven heavens, and then to the furthest reaches, and he came back all in one night. There were people who apostated. But from those people who apostated, none of them were thrown out of the belly of the earth. But the one who talked bad about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that was his end. That was the result. Similar to that, ikhwani, is the tremendous hadith. Wallahi, it is a tremendous hadith. And you have to ask yourself, especially if you are married, where are your children compared to these two men? These two Shabab, Mu'adh and Mu'awwidh, the two sons of Al-Afra, radiallahu anhuma, in the battle of Badr, they were about to engage the enemy in the war. Those two young men, who were Shabab, they asked Abdurrahman ibn Auf, Ya Ammi, Aina Abu Jahl? Where is Abu Jahl? Abdurrahman ibn Auf said, وَمَا شَأْنُكُمَا وَشَأْنُ أَبِي جَهْلٍ. What's your situation? What do you want to do with Abu Jahl? One of them said, إِنَّهُ كَانَ يَشْتَمُ الْحَبِيبِ. He used to curse my beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdurrahman ibn Auf pointed to Abu Jahl. And as you sit there, ya akhi, we think about Umar radiallahu anhu as being a powerful man physically. Sadaqta, wallahi. Ali ibn Abi Talib was a powerful man physically. You don't want to tangle up with Ali, Hamza, Al-Abbas, Khalid ibn al-Walid. You don't want to tangle up with them physically. In Islam or in Jahiliyyah, Abu Jahl was the same type of person. Abu Jahl was not a joke. But two little boys said, where is he at? They pointed to him. Abdurrahman ibn Auf said, فَهَجَمَا عَلَيْهِ هَجُومَ الْأَسَدْ أَلَى تَعَامِهِ. They both went and attacked him the way a lion goes to attack his prey and his food. They stabbed him up, cut his head off, brought it back to Rasulullah along with his sword and his horse and his weapons of war, and they dropped it in front of Rasulullah and said, هَذَا مَا يَتَبَقَّى مِنْ أَدُوِ اللَّهِ وَعَدُوِكَ. This is what remains of the enemy of Allah and your enemy, Ya Rasulullah. That's what happens to the one, Abu Jahl. The one who, when Rasulullah saw him like that, he said, هَذَا فِرْعَوْن أُمَّتِي. This is the Fir'aun of my ummah. So all of the Fir'auns of the ummah today should take note. You rip up the paper of Rasulullah, you're going to pay for it. You draw on your paper a caricature of Rasulullah, you're going to pay for it. Allah Ta'ala said, وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ. Allah will protect you, Ya Muhammad. Too many examples, ikhwani. Al-Imam al-Bukhari, in his book, Al-Adab al-Mufrad. In Al-Adab al-Mufrad, which is not Sahih al-Bukhari. Another book that our Imam and the Muhaddith, Nasir al-Din al-Albani, came and cleaned it up for any khatib, for any Muslim to know his religion. One of those books that you can't separate yourself from. He brought the authentic narration of the blind companion who couldn't see, who loved his jariyah. He loved her, a tremendous love. But she used to curse Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that companion loved her, and he used to warn her, you better stop doing that. But she would do her work, carry on her affairs with him, and curse Rasulullah, thinking that she had a protected position with that man. Thinking because of his blindness and his inability to harm her, thinking she was saved. But he kept warning her until one day He got hold of the lady and knocked her down, put his knees on her shoulders, incapacitated her, took out an axe and split her forehead open. The people began to speak. The man killed her. The man killed her. The news reached the one who I told you that Allah said he was sent as a mercy to all the world. When the news reached Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was informed why the man did what he did, Rasulullah gathered up the companions and said, "Ala inna damaha hadara." Her blood is halal. Her blood should spill and flow indiscriminately and freely. Why? Because she made the shatam of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah wrote a book, Ikhwani, about this issue. He called the book As-Salam al-Maslul ala shatim al-Rasul, the unsheathed sword and the one who curses the messenger of Allah. The knife is over your head in this dunya or in the akhirah. And not only did he defend Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he also said any person who talks about any Nabi or Rasul from this Quran in a way that's disparaging or disrespectful, that is the hukum. As-Saram al-Maslul al-Shatim al-Rasul. Amen can, whoever he was. But in saying that, Ikhwani, I'm practicing my right to the freedom of speech of what is in that Quran and that Sunnah. And I'm not here glorifying, nor am I here encouraging anyone to go out and kill anyone. La wallahi. I believe in jihad. But what jihad? The jihad that eradicates fitna and fasad and shirk. The jihad that is not predicated and built upon al-asabiyya or other than that. And as it relates to this issue of those people disrespecting Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, none of us deserve to lose our lives, nor should we kill other people for that. In Turkey, the Christian priest was shot to death. What's the crime? What did he have to do with the issue? The Muslims are burning up the people's property. And just take a look at those Muslims. Take a look at those Muslims. The Shiite of Iran who cursed the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who say that our mother Aisha was a zaniya. What is the benefit of their demonstration? What is the benefit of them burning down an embassy? Qatilahum Allah. Qatilahum Allah. That's the demonstration of the Muslims. Is that our religion, how we make the change in this deen of al-Islam? Allah Ta'ala told us, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِئُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Tell them, ya Muhammad, if you people really love Rasulullah, if you really love Allah, then follow Rasulullah. Allah will forgive you for your sins. If you love Allah, then stop wasting your money on what is haram. If you love Allah, then leave your beard and follow the sunnah of Rasulullah. If you love Rasulullah, stop walking around musbil. If you love Rasulullah, take and embrace his sunnah indiscriminately. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ اتَّبِعُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ قَالُوا بَلْ نَتَّبِعُوا مَا أَلْفَيْنَ عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَنَا. When it is said to them, follow what Allah revealed, they said, no, we're going to follow what our fathers, what we found our fathers doing. That is the condition of the Muslims today. Their fathers planted the seed of racism in their hearts. So as a result of that, he only loves those people who are from his tribe. He'll only marry those people who are from his tribe. He'll only marry his women folk to those people who are from his tribe. His fathers taught him how to pray against their sunnah, how to act against the sunnah. He'll reject any hadith that comes to him because it is not what his fathers taught him. And yet, he's going to get in line with a placard, behead those who curse Rasulullah. What Muslim in his right mind, Ikhwani, in his right mind, what Muslim in his right mind is going to be out of jail on parole? He's out of jail on parole. If he gets in trouble, he has to go back to jail. What Muslim in his right mind is going to put something that appears to be bombs
and he goes out to demonstrate and he marches with a shaved beard. Who in his right mind will do that? Who? That is the condition of the Shabbat today. No knowledge in the religion. No fiqh in the religion of al-Islam. Naam! Jihad is from al-Islam. Someone tries to harm you, do what you have to do. Protect yourself. When the conditions of jihad are correct and the ulama of al-Islam are behind it, then we get with the program. There are people from this masjid, the last khutbah that I gave, the man didn't like what I said about one of the khawarij of this time, that I call him from the khawarij because that's what the ulama said, and there's dalil for that. The man gets up and he leaves the masjid. Where's the fiqh and the deen? Do you hurt me? Do you hurt your brother? Did you hurt the kuffar? You have lost the Jummah without a justified reason. Why? Because of your hawa and your hamas. There's a place in this deen for emotions. Like now, right now. But those emotions, they have to be curtailed. And they have to be, as I mentioned in the earlier portion of this khutbah, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنًا إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمَ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ. Rasulullah didn't allow people just to work by their emotions. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَنَسْأَلَ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى التوفيق وَالسَّدَادِ. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد. Brothers and sisters in Al-Islam, your Nabi and your Rasul has told you and he's told me, صلى الله عليه وسلم, طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم. Getting knowledge of this religion is an obligation upon every single Muslim here. The reality of the situation is, we have divorced the knowledge of al-Islam, and that's why we don't read about this religion to come to learn this religion. And we base our opinions upon half-baked knowledge. We have no knowledge, and yet we want to put ourselves forward to talk about some of the critical and major issues, al-jihad, which makes people's private parts halal for each other. Al-jihad, which allows people's blood to spill on the earth. Don't talk in the Jummah. We want to talk about issues that are big, and the man doesn't know the basics of this religion. From the ayat of an-Nabuwah, and I end with this hadith, is what Rasulullah said about us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or a lot of people from amongst our time. And this is from the alama of an-Nabuwah. ألا إني أوتيت الكتاب ومثله معه ألا يوشك الرجل شبعان على أريكته يقول ما وجدتم في كتاب الله حلالا فأحلوا وما وجدتم فيه حراما فحرموا. The time is quickly coming in which you want to find a man from this ummah. He's going to recline comfortably on his couch. He didn't do anything about spreading this religion. He didn't do anything about the sacrifices that Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ali and the rest of them made. He's going to recline comfortably on his couch and he's going to say to the people, whatever you find, you should just take this Quran. Just this Quran. Whatever is halal, make it halal. Whatever is haram, make it haram. We don't take the sunnah. The sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ikhwani, will get you over the hump yawm al-qiyamah, and that's a discussion for another day. But for those of you, those of us who have issues in our lives and we're looking for the nasr of Allah, holding on to that sunnah will give you Allah's help in this dunya before the akhirah. As Allah ta'ala said in the hadith al-Qudsi, لا يزال عبدي يتقرب إلي بالنوافل حتى أحبه وَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُهُ كُنْتُ بَصَرُهُ الَّذِي يَبْصِرُ بِهِ وَسَمْعُهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ وَيَدُهُ الَّتِي يَبْتِشُ بِهَا وَرِجْلُهُ الَّتِي يَمْشِي بِهَا. The slave will not cease to get close to me by practicing the nawafil, the sunnah. The nawafil of salat and siyam and sadaqah and other than that. He will not cease to do those things until I love him. And if I love him, I'll become the eyes by which he sees the things. I'll become the ears by which he hears the things. I'll become the hand by which he strikes with. And I'll become the leg by which he walks with. That is Allah Ta'ala's way of bringing your affairs together by holding on to the sunnah. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq and being of those people who have their correct rushd that is based upon the kitab and the sunnah and based upon the understanding of the salaf of this ummah, and that he puts it in our hearts the need to understand the need that we have individually for knowledge, knowledge, knowledge. If anyone has anything to say, a problem, come to me after the salat and we'll discuss it civilly and based upon this deen. But don't be like these people. Women, run away and you have something to say. Ha, and of that, I'm here. We can discuss it based upon this kitab and the sunnah.